I wanted to have, I like to say, brethren from home, Jamaican guys who masters of the rhythms that come from that background, interacting with some musicians that play jazz as I like it, because there's all kinds of ways, and
absolutely.
Some I like all kinds, but some I like more than others, right? And I got these incredible players rhythmically that play straight ahead jazz, but also interacting with the Jamaican fellas, and it's just like a love in. Bob Marley had a phrase, he called it one love. I just let the music do the talking, really. I just let it let people walk away, because my thing is, I'm not playing for a jazz audience or a older audience, mature audience, or a younger audience. I'm just playing for people. Honestly
mm-hmm.
speaking. And I did that from I was a child, playing in my living room from 4 years old. I was playing the piano, and there was my uncle and my aunt and the neighbors down the street. They never knew this or that, you know. I was just playing for people. And I didn't even know what jazz was until I was about 16 years old, you know. What it was. I mean, I heard Louis Armstrong, but to me it was music that communicates with people. And I see you're absolutely right. When you play things that younger people can identify with, especially make them feel good,
mm-hmm.
and which is what we try to do for ourselves, first of all, and they start moving to the rhythms, you're celebrating together. So I'm playing for young, old, short, tall, name it. Don't matter.
It's music for the people, by
music
the people.
For the whole world. I'm the kind of musician that probably goes to another level of spirit level of expression when it's live. When I'm playing and there's a nice audience there and I'm happy to share this joyful experience with them, that's definitely the thing I do
mm-hmm.
most times. Going into a studio, you have to approach it from another attitude altogether and not think too much, because I'm one of those guys called a one-take musician, you
mm-hmm.
know. Let's get it, because if I do it 3-4 times, then I get bored. I got to move on, and it's a different discipline. But because I have such a fraternity with the other musicians doing this particular music, which is so different to most of the, let's use our beloved word, jazz, working in that capacity, I'm playing with musicians that lay it down in such a way where there's no ifs, ands, or buts. It's what it is. And
mm-hmm.
I grew up in Jamaica playing in the recording sessions when I was like 14, 15 years old, in the dawn of what became this phenomenon around the world called ska and reggae.
Mm-hmm.
I was there as a kid. I used to sneak out of school. If they caught me, I would have been in trouble. But I was in the studios, and that's another discipline. You're a different kind of musician. And you're thinking carefully about don't hit the wrong note, which happens. But in jazz, the wrong note is okay.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I
mm-hmm.
mean? The real jazz, you know, when you heard Miles playing, a lot of notes were, hey, that's a wrong note. But it was not a wrong note. It was a beautiful note, because Miles came with such a soulful expression, you know? So I love playing in the studio, but I also love, and maybe a little more, playing live. I'm playing the piano, and I'm sort of directing this incredible, crazy, but lovely thing that's happening. And it's all spontaneous. It just, I have this apparent gift. I just pull it out of midair, and we just find ourselves. I'm the captain on the ship, the guy running the engine, you know, and
right.
That's it.